The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion. The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, welcome to another session of our program, The Clear Criterion. In this program, we discuss or we share some insights from the Quran. And we have followed the sequence going in order of the beginning of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. We're now into Surah Al-Baqarah. And today, inshallah, we will continue from where we left off last, in our last episode or last session. Before we continue, I would like to share with you a supplication that we can recite in light of it being a prayer for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in the context of Salat ala Nabi or Durood Sharif. Very rewarding. What is the reward? If one says the following, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahluh. One who recites this once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 70 angels will write good deeds for that person. For not one day, not 2 days, 1,000 days. Subhanallah. Just by saying those words, expressing this prayer for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means, oh Allah, send a reward from us to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he deserves or as befits him. This is like a summarized translation or understanding of this dua. It is a dua of reward, jaza, granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, expressed on our behalf for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And the result being in this case that Allah willing, for 1,000 days, 70 angels write good deeds in our account. And that is something, if we try to visualize it, I'm sure it would be encouraging for us, even for those of us who find it very hard to develop a routine. We're not talking about a routine here, we're talking about a moment or a few moments of expressing a prayer for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Salat ala Nabi, through these beautiful words, supplications, prayers in favor of the best in creation sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, may Allah elevate our iman, may Allah strengthen our faith, may Allah increase our love for His beloved sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In our last session towards the end, we were discussing the conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels, and the topic was what? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed He was about to create a vicegerent, a khalifa, a representative upon the earth, and the angels, they expressed their concern in their own words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this to the angels. In this there was great wisdom, and one point of wisdom for us being that it is wisdom to reveal a plan which affects those who may be involved in that plan. And in this case, obviously, the angels are also the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not need to reveal this plan to them, but there were many wisdoms behind this. When the angels expressed that mankind would shed blood and create discord, and so and there would be disorder upon the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed to the angels that He knows what they do not know. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Prophet Adam alayhi salam, Allah taught Prophet Adam alayhi salam the names of all things, their qualities and their descriptions, qualities, everything about the ashya, the things that Prophet Adam alayhi salam was shown. And then the angels were instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to name those very same things. And obviously the angels were not able to do so. They humbled themselves before the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last verse was their expression of humility, that, you know, we do not know anything except that which you have taught us, O Allah. You are pure. Whatever we have, whatever insight or knowledge that we have, it is due to you, O Allah. And they express that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise. So this discussion, we're going to continue, or we're going to expound on those verses. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, when Allah taught him the names of all things, the Mufassirun says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam not just the names, but the qualities of all those objects and the any special traits or features that were related to them, and how they were made or how they were created. So this is something to expound or as an explanation or commentary of that particular part. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed all these objects to the angels and they were instructed to name all these things, this was for them to realize that if they claim to be more deserving of being vicegerents or representatives upon the earth, then they must have the knowledge to do so. And a khalifa is someone, a representative is one who has authority from the one who has made him a representative. And a khalifa can only exercise that authority or power that he has been given if he knows the very things that he is dealing with. If he does not know the names of the objects and the things that are part of the authority that he has been given, or he does not know those very things over which he has authority, then it defeats the purpose. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned the angels, or instructed the angels rather, that you name them. If you are deserving of this position to be my representative upon the earth, and you will exercise the authority that I give you, then surely you should know the names of these objects, for this will be part of the dominion over which you will be granted power and authority. And obviously the angels were unable to do this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that the Khalifa is the one who is given all this knowledge. So in the end, the standard or the main measure that was expressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of excellence over the angels was knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam more knowledge than the angels. And this point of excellence became a point of superiority, a point of excellence over this innocent creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Prophet Adam alayhi salam, reminded the angels that through this very beautiful characteristic of knowledge, elevation can be attained. Or in the case of Allah granting it to Prophet Adam alayhi salam, elevation was given through knowledge. And in light of this, some reminders, a famous hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah, where our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressed Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala and reminded him that spend your morning in such a way that you learn a verse from the book, meaning a verse from the Quran. This is better than reciting, or better than reading 100 units of voluntary prayer, 100 rakat nafil. Yes, learning one verse from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to Sayyidina Abu Dharr, is better for you than 100 units of prayer that are prayed voluntarily. And it continues, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that for you to spend your morning in such a way that you learn a chapter of knowledge, a single chapter of knowledge, whether it is practiced or not, this is better than reading or reciting or performing rather 1,000 units of voluntary prayer, 1,000 rakat nafl. Subhanallah. Again, I remind you, one verse of the Quran better than 100 units of voluntary prayer and one bab, one chapter of knowledge, sacred knowledge. Whether it is practiced or not, is better than 1,000 voluntary cycles, units of prayer. And another hadith narrated by a very famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman. He reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the excellence of knowledge is greater than the excellence of worship, and goodness in your religion is through adopting piety. Piety is essential. For our success, for us to attain goodness in deen, the essence of all things for us is piety. And piety, taqwa, is encompassing. It covers so many different aspects of behavior, speech, intention, feeling. So the reminder, first the point that is related to our current discussion, that knowledge is greater than the voluntary worship that is performed in a general sense. Because without knowledge, one cannot really worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala effectively. Mistakes will be made. The understanding of what is more rewarding in a given situation, what should be adopted, what should be left, this comes from knowledge. Even the prayer itself and the devotions that people, that believers express, are based upon knowledge. So without knowledge, even the general practice and devotions will suffer. There will be a lacking element, or mistakes will be made. So the Prophet ﷺ reminding us, knowledge is greater than worship in a general sense, and that taqwa is at the source of goodness in our religion, so we must adopt it. Coming back to this point, Prophet Adam alayhi salam is granted excellence over the angels through knowledge. And when we consider the points the Mufassirun mentioned, which are related to creed also, there are some points that I would like to share with you. First and foremost, Prophet Adam alayhi salam was made a khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made him his representative upon the earth. This itself is evidence of the fact that the prophets alayhi salam are greater than the angels. So the points that we share with you now are points related to the excellence of prophets over angels. And the first point here being, Prophet Adam alayhi salam is granted this honor of being Allah's representative upon the earth. This in itself is evidence of the greatness of the prophets, or the excellence of the prophets over the angels. And the reason being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant authority in his creation to the one who is most deserving, who has the greatest rank. And even without comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a general sense, when we look at a monarchy or a kingdom, the king, who is the closest and the most authoritative person after the king? It is usually the king's representative, the vizier, or the one the king has given authority. He might be given the license to express royal decree and to pass judgment on behalf of the king in the absence of the king, or as a representative of the king in any part of the king's domain. So the one who is the representative will be the most important subject among other subjects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Prophet Adam alayhi salam as his khalifa to prove, or to express, that the anbiya, the greatest among the mankind, the prophets alayhi salam, they are the greatest in creation. They are greater than the sinless, innocent, obedient creation, angels that are made from light. So this was one point. Another point, Prophet Adam alayhi salam has more knowledge than the angels, and this knowledge, this point of excellence, is an evidence that by virtue of this, he is greater than the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, that say, are those who know and those who do not know the same? Meaning, those who have knowledge and those who do not have insight are not the same. Allah granted certain insights to Prophet Adam alayhi salam. This made him greater than the angels, or the prophets greater than the creation of angels. Another point that is mentioned is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later commands, it will come inshallah shortly, commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. And prostration is an expression of humility. It is the utmost expression of humility. Obviously, in the case of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, it was to express respect, not a prostration of worship. But the fact that Prophet Adam alayhi salam was respected and revered in this way, this in itself is evidence of the Anbiya alayhi salam being greater than the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah expresses this in Surah Al Imran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that indeed Allah chose whom? Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the progeny of Imran, over all the worlds. Meaning in alameen, the angels are included in all creation, in all the worlds as well. This includes the angels, as is the opinion of the Mufassirun. So Allah choosing His prophets over the entire creation, over all the worlds, alameen, this in itself is evidence that they are the greatest. Because in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in alameen, alameen includes all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angels are part of the creation of Allah. So if Allah has chosen these prophets or the prophets overall in creation, overall in the worlds, in the alameen, then this includes the angels as well. Allah has granted them excellence over the angels too. If we consider our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah say about him? وَمَا أَرْسَلَّكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we sent you not but as mercy for all the worlds. So again, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mercy for all the creations, including the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if someone is a mercy for another, then the one who is a mercy is clearly greater, as he is the means of benefit and the recipient is receiving benefit from that particular source of mercy. Another point to consider in terms of the excellence of Prophets alayhim wasalam over the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's reported by Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, and how our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam expressed that he has two viziers in the heavens and two upon the earth. And he revealed that his two viziers are in the heavens are Sayyidina Jibreel and Sayyidina Mikael. These famous angels, leading angels, they are the viziers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the heavens. And upon the earth, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Now, a vizier can only be a vizier who is granted authority from the king in the king's domain. So this is another ishara, indication. It's not even an ishara, it's an expression. It's an expression and a declaration that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has declared that my viziers are in the heavens and my viziers are also upon the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam authority over the earth, not just over the earth, but over the heavens, over all the worlds. He is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is mercy for all the worlds and all the creations, and Allah has granted him authority over the worlds, over the creations. So this is another expression of how the prophets alayhi wa sallam are greater than the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not said in any way to dismiss the rank that is given to the angels. It is to clarify the point, because this whole discussion here is how the angels expressed, humbly expressed how they were obedient servants in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were concerned about Allah's representation upon the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and through the knowledge that he granted Prophet Adam alayhi salam, reminded the angels that it's not just about the devotion that they performed or the devotion that they have maintained. There are other characteristics that are God-given that Allah decides. Allah gives knowledge to certain people, and that knowledge elevates them and brings them to a station greater and higher than the rest of creation. In the previous discussion, the angels also expressed, when they were reminded of, or when they realized that the knowledge that Prophet Adam alayhi salam was given or granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a more elevated creation than them and deserving of being a khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they expressed that they have no knowledge except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them. So the attribution of teaching, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that Allah taught creation, this is absolutely correct, as is expressed in the Quran, in the actual verse of the Quran. However, we do not refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a teacher in the sense of because it has a profession element. So Allah imparts knowledge, grants knowledge, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught his creation. Allah taught the other Anbiya alayhi wasalam through revelation. This knowledge that Prophet Adam alayhi salam attained was through inspiration, the Mufassirun mention. But the attribution of this knowledge being taught is to Allah is correct, but we do not describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the human-like descriptions. In this case, being a teacher is not the description we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point, or the next verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Prophet Adam alayhi salam. So what has happened so far? Allah taught Prophet Adam alayhi salam the names of all the things. Those things were shown to the angels, and they were told to name them if they are true in their claim. And when the angels expressed that they could not, and any knowledge that they had was due to Allah granting it to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, the verse continues, the Quran says, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ. Then he said, O Adam, أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Tell them the names of these things. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. So when he, meaning Adam alayhi salam, told them, meaning told the angels, their names, the names of all the objects, he, Allah, said, O angels, did I not tell you? So Allah is referring to the angels. When it says in the Quran, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ, the references to the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did I not say to you that I know all the concealed things of the heavens and the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you used to conceal? In this, one point that is mentioned by the ulama is that the angels, although they explicitly mentioned that mankind would come on the earth and would sow seeds of discord and there would be bloodshed, etc., they were indirectly, or within themselves, had a desire. They considered themselves to be more deserving of this post, to be Khalifa, to be chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his representative upon the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them, or made it clear to them, that Adam alayhi salam is more deserving of this position through the traits that he possesses as created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angels here were reminded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create, or in this case created, a creation that has greater knowledge than them. And a reminder to all people of knowledge, there is always someone who knows more. We should remain humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before we be coming towards the end of our session, I'd like to quote the next verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then said,
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ.
And remember when we commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam, so they all prostrated except Satan, except Iblis. أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He refused and expressed arrogance and became a disbeliever. And we would end on this point. Why did Shaitan disbelieve? The reason is given in this verse. It was due to his personal arrogance. There was no other devil to misguide him. But an order was given. The angels complied. The devil did not comply. More about this in our next episode. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion. The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion.